Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Leslie's been on saying, "Hey Scott and friends, nice to have you back. Scott was a little sad without you yesterday." That's not true. I said that I didn't actually care. And that was obviously a joke, because I do care. But I wasn't sad. It was just one day. I can deal with it, yeah?
No, you actually said, I don't care. It doesn't matter, because they won't be anywhere where there's Radio 1, so they won't ever hear this.
How do you know that?
Because I made the podcast this morning.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, rubbish. Oh.
As I was sitting there working away for you.
Sorry. Now, we've discussed this before. Things that you don't want to watch with your parents, because it's a little bit cringe. Or there might be some slightly rude content. I've got a new one for you, and I wasn't expecting this at all. I took my mum to see Bridesmaids the other day. Have you seen that film?
Yes.
It's good, isn't it? What are you talking about? Okay, it's like one of the best films I've seen for ages. No?
Well, everyone was like, oh, it's incredible, it's amazing, it's like as good as The Hangover, it's really funny.
I think it is.
Everyone's like, this scene in the bridesmaid shop is incredible, and it's like, yeah, it's all right.
Okay, it's all right.
It is all right.
It's all right.
It's not amazing. I don't know. Like, maybe that's a really controversial opinion. I'm not a film reviewer.
Okay.
But I walked in expecting it to be like, woo, yeah, this is amazing.
And I enjoyed it.
Wasn't.
I enjoyed it. What I didn't enjoy was the very first scene in the movie with my mum sat to the right of me.
He is hot, that man.
Yeah, but
that's
I don't want to watch...
That's the main man from Mad Men.
I don't want to watch that in front of my mum.
But it was so awkward anyway. It's meant to be awkward, that scene.
Oh, I just thought that I was over the age where that happened, where you'd be sat in the cinema or sat watching TV with your mum. It never goes away. It never, ever goes away. So just to warn you, if you are going to see Bridesmaid with your mum, the first scene, you might want to go and get some popcorn or something. Just miss the beginning bit. It'll be worth it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Chris is a bit confused today, aren't you?
Yeah.
They happen sometimes, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
What's happened?
I've just got this really weird voicemail on my phone.
You don't get them that often, do you?
What do you mean, weird voicemails?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've got some of your messages here from your answer phone. I haven't hacked you. You've given me full permission to play these.
Yeah.
They're what I would expect from your mates.
Right.
Becky, have you ever heard Chris's answer phone messages?
Yeah.
Eh?
How?
I'd rather not say.
How's that work?
Well, if anyone did ever hack into your voicemail, this is what they would hear.
Mm.
And to be honest, it really wouldn't be worth it. Let's have a listen.
Mark, my man, teaching me about back. We're looking to go to Watford. Me, Doug, Joanne, Butler. Toby Kings, make our journey to Watford. I love you, mate. All the best. God bless.
Who's that?
That's Chazza.
Oh, Chazza.
That's a sort of typical answer machine message from him, actually.
He's quite affectionate man, isn't he?
Is Chazza the one you've got when he rings you, a picture of him and his pants comes up?
Shouldn't really say this. Yeah.
Does he know that he's got that picture?
I don't think so. I took it one night out and he came home and he was playing darts. I caught him in someone's room playing darts in his pants.
Ew.
Is that a euphemism?
I don't know. Here's another one.
Darty! We're going to go, mate, I think, because, Greg and I ain't in a very good way. So anyway, we're going to leave. Give me a ring when you get it. All right, bye.
Now, who's that?
That's my mate, Leah.
Oh, Leah, and she's going to leave because Greg's not in a good way.
Seemingly not, no. I only picked this up the next day, to be perfectly honest.
Oh. Were you on the way to see them?
I was out with them. I lost them that night.
Oh.
Greg was one of the ones, you know, that I said that we'd lost track of.
Oh, yeah.
And it ended up in Tooting the
yes.
next day.
It went a bit hangover, didn't it?
Yeah. We were all out in Southampton as well. I mean, that's quite an adventure back for him at that time in the morning.
I thought in The Hangover they went to Vegas. It's a bit different to Tooting.
Well, this is just a budget version of.
Yeah.
Well, who's this next one?
Where are you, mate? We're chatting up two fat birds.
We're chatting up two fat birds.
I think that's Chazza again.
This gives me a real insight into the nights out that you have. And they're very different to the ones that we have, aren't they?
Wow.
They are.
Yeah.
That's never happened on a night out with me and you. Never. We've never done that. Wow.
Oh, my word.
Next one. Is that someone singing to Vindaloo.
This is my mate Gus, right, the one who got lost between Southampton and Tooting. He does this. He goes out. I'm not even with him, and he just calls me sort of 3-4 in the morning.
Is that a message from the 90s?
He just likes to ring and sing Vindaloo.
Right, why?
I don't know.
Okay, so those are the kind of standard messages that you get.
Yeah.
But then today, you got something else.
It's just so weird. I can't see how this has happened at all.
Should we play it?
Yeah, go on then.
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon. Bye.
Elton John.
What's going on there?
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon.
So he says it's been a while. You know him already, right?
I've never met Elton John in my life. I don't know Elton John. And this can't be a wrong number because he says Chris. So what's going on there?
I have no idea. Why would Elton John ring you?
I really don't know.
But it's like he's met you before. Do you not remember anything about that?
No, I can't think of a night that I would have been on the same night that... Elton John doesn't go to Jester's or Oceania, does he?
Like, having heard some of your other voicemails, I would imagine there are some nights you can't remember whether you'd met him or not.
You might have met up for an evening, like you may have seen him out, with Elton John and his partner David Furnish and not remember anything about it.
But I don't really know any slip. I mean, this is why I'm inclined to believe it was, say, a night out that we went out on.
Well, no, I've never met Elton John.
No?
No. Oh, actually, once, but...
Hang on.
No, I was playing a charity gig, and I was playing CDs before he came on stage and did his thing. But I never really met him.
You didn't give him my number?
Absolutely not. Why would I do that?
I don't know, but for some reason I've got a voicemail from Elton John.
Oh, hi, Elton. Yeah, I'm just warming up for your set. Here's my friend Chris's number. No.
No, it didn't go like that. He says in the message he's a really big fan, so he would have said, oh, hi, Scott. OMG, have you got Chris's number? I need it. I want to ring him and tell him how amazing he is.
Oh, right. So, yeah, I love that Chris on your show. Can I have his number?
Is he a listener?
But who knows?
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon.
You're right, Becky.
I mean, the only link I have with Elton John really is Watford Football Club. Because he used to be the chairman of that.
What year was that?
I think 80s.
Right. And that's the connection there,
well, I wasn't
right?
born to 87, so...
No.
I don't know what's
I don't
going...
think it's that.
One reason or another, I've got a voicemail from Elton John. Unknown number as well, so I can't call it back. And I don't know what's going on.
So he didn't leave a number or anything on there?
No, it's like he's literally called just for the purpose of giving me some praise.
Right, so we need Elton John's phone number now, don't we?
Ideally, yeah. What are you laughing at?
What we can't do is send an all-star female asking if anyone's got it, because there was an incident in a pub a few years back where...
I remember this.
I made up the fact that I had Elton John's phone number and gave it to a few people in the building who now think maybe that they do have it, but it's not his real number.
We were just
but
bored in the pub.
But they're very proud to have it.
They've probably still got it saved as Sir Elton.
Yeah.
But so that wasn't really his number.
So what do I do then? How do I get hold of his number?
Well,
Have you got a phone book?
He won't be in the phone book, surely.
Might be. Double bluff?
I don't think he will.
It's odd though, isn't it?
I bet there's loads of famous people in the phone book who think, oh, they'll never ring me. It's too obvious.
Do you think?
Yeah. Aniston J.
Should we have a look for John E? Have we got a phone book on us?
Or would he be under his real name? That's not his real name,
no,
is it?
No, it's Reginald Dwight, isn't it?
Well, that's bound to be in there. Dwight R.
Either way, I need Elton John's phone number.
Right, let's just put this out there, right? If anyone listening right now does happen to have the phone number of Elton John, please, can you text it in to us? Thank you. Or Elton, if you're listening yourself, please, just give us a call back. Thank you.
Just one more quick thought. He's from Pinner, isn't he?
Oh, God.
So maybe he's seen the documentary that we did on Pinner. Maybe that's what he's a fan of.
It's Chris.
You never know.
I would love it if he was just sat there watching, like, some videos on the internet one day, him and Dave, and saw you and Dougsy's tour of Pinner, and thought, I've got to call him. I've got to call him.
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon. Bye.
If anyone has Elton's phone number, please do let us know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here.
Hello.
And Chris is here.
Hello.
So I'm not Billy No Mates like I was yesterday. No offence to the one that doesn't speak. I'll tell you what, it's an idea a week with you at the moment, isn't it, Chris?
Churning them out.
You are churning them out. But I like, you know, your way of thinking, I need to earn some money.
It's basically until the EuroMillion stops rolling over, because then I'll be a winner, won't I? But I need something to tie me over.
Do you know what? I don't quite understand the EuroMillions. I know I do the lottery and stuff, but I had to read this thing out last week going, and if it rolls over again, then it will go down to different tiers of the lottery. And to, I've got to be honest, I didn't know what I was talking about. I said it with confidence, but I don't know, I've no idea what that means.
Well, did the audience cheer?
No.
Did anyone in the audience ask any questions?
No, they weren't allowed.
Well, then they understood, so
they weren't there.
Sorry, what did you say?
Nothing. Well, do you know what happens when it stops rolling over?
Yes, because you explained it to me on the telly the other night.
Well, what does it mean?
It means that the total prize, like the big prize, isn't going to get any bigger, but the prizes underneath that will get bigger.
All right, cool. Thanks for pointing that out to me.
No worries.
So what's your idea now, please?
After last week's success with the paperclip, I decided to up it a notch and get myself a new career.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the job that I'm cut out to do is to become a motivational speaker.
And what does that involve, please?
Well, it's generally go into businesses, motivate the staff. I take a large amount of money, but then the company will earn loads of money out of an increased workforce and a newly inspired workforce.
Chris, you're my friend, yeah?
Yeah.
Who the hell is going to pay you to be a motivational speaker?
Well, I was hoping you would to start with, and then it would go outwards from there.
I thought motivational speakers were people who had been successful in their own careers first, who went on and shared the knowledge. But as far as I'm aware, you finished university, haven't found a job, and that's it.
Yes. Well, I was looking at the list of quite popular motivational speakers on there. Bear Grylls.
Yeah, a very successful explorer and how would you call him? What is he?
Cub Scout.
Yeah. He's done loads of stuff, including drink his own wee.
Wait, so you're saying I can only be a motivational speaker if I drink my own wee?
No, but it goes a long way to help him.
If we tell him he can.
Truth or dare day.
Who else?
Monty Hall, he lived on an island for a year. It was a bit like Castaway about a year ago. He does them.
They're all people that have done stuff, though.
Do you do them, Scott? Motivational...
Sorry. No? I don't know what happened. It just came out. I don't know. Sorry.
I think you'll find I did a talk last week about my career. I'm not sure how motivational it was for anyone, but I did a talk.
It's not really... I'm not up for talking about my career, really. I mean,
You haven't really had one!
What it was going to be was sort of inspiring chat.
OK, so let me just get this right. Massive companies. What are the most massive companies? Apple?
Yeah, loads. Like Unilever, GlaxoSmithKline.
Microsoft.
Yeah, big supermarkets, all the greats.
Yeah. So let's say that Bill Gates is sat there thinking, do you know what? I need to get a little bit more money in my company at the moment. It's not going so well. Who can we get that will really inspire the staff? I know, that friend of Elton John's, Chris, off Radio 1.
There we are.
And we'll get him in, and we'll pay him thousands of pounds, and then we'll bring all the staff into a room and he can talk to them. Is that how it's supposed to work?
That's exactly how it's meant to be. I don't think it's that difficult. All I've got to do is make a rousing speech.
OK, I'll tell you what we'll do, if this is OK with you. We're going to play a song now.
Right.
And then, I mean, can you write a motivational, kind of rousing speech in a few minutes?
I can give it a go, yeah.
All right. So what we'll do, we'll come back after the song. And if you are at work at the moment, I want everyone all over the UK to stop work and turn the radio up. And maybe if you're a boss in a company, get all your staff in one room. All right. Text me now if you're all heading to the same room and we will do a free motivational speech. Obviously, this is a free trial.
Right, okay.
And then after that, they'll have to pay money, right?
And will the minutes lost in productivity listening to this speech be repaid by the benefits of having listened to it?
Well, the point is
it going to be worth listening to it? Like,
yes.
All those people coming off the production line to listen to this?
They'll come away from this motivated. They'll be working twice as hard, twice as fast, twice as strong.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
Sean off of Penrith says, your prelude to a motivational speech is everyone stop working and listen to the radio. Some fine tuning required there, I think. No, because you're about to get really motivated. Hayley off of Sunderland says, I teach motivation as part of my management degree. I'm hoping my students are always going to be roused and rallied by Chris here. We've got loads of people at the Asda checkout in the West Midlands in Birmingham. One of the ones in Birmingham there. Andy on his way home to Bristol is about to... well, he's just finished work, but he really needs motivating just to get him through the rest of the day. There's a lot of people all over the UK who are now listening and ready for the motivational speech. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready, yes.
So this is Chris's latest idea to earn thousands. He wants to be a motivational speaker. We're getting texts from people all over the UK who have now stopped work and are ready to get motivated with this amazing speech. He wants to earn money from this, like Bear Grylls does. Now, it's going to be pretty rousing, right?
I think so, yes.
Remember, this guy is a personal friend of Elton John. I've got a message to prove it.
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon. Bye.
You don't get much better recommendation than that, do you? You should put that on your flyers and posters and stuff, all your kind of advertising.
Yeah, I'll cut out most of it. I'll just have, I'm a big fan of yours. I love everything about you.
Yeah, so Elton John. Okay, so are we ready for this?
I think so, yes.
Becky's face is a picture right now.
She's written me off already. That's...
I haven't written you off. I'm open to suggestion and I'm ready to be roused by you.
Do you want echo or anything?
Go on then.
Bit of echo, yeah?
A little bit, please.
Okay, hang on.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Whoop. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Is that good for you?
Love that.
What else do you need?
I could do some, maybe some emotional music if you got it.
Okay.
Just to add, see if I... God, I feel like I'm addressing thousands through this.
You are.
I am, aren't I?
You are, really. Even millions.
Millions, isn't it? Yeah.
Millions. What a stupid thing to say.
I feel like I'm addressing thousands.
No, I just mean with the echo. It sounds like I'm in a cathedral or something.
You let me know when you want me to start the music, and I'm right there for you.
Right, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this. People of Britain, prepare to be roused and motivated for free. There will be a charge next time. Let me know when to hit the music.
I have a dream.
Let me know when to hit the music.
Go. I have a dream. And I've never had a dream come true till the day I found you. We've come so far, and we've reached so high, and we look each day and night in the eye. As we listen as our day unfolds, we will challenge what the future holds, and we will feel just like walking away. We throw our hands up in the air sometimes. Sometimes we run, sometimes we hide. But today, this could be the greatest day of our lives. We're gonna get stronger. We're gonna feel better. You can't tame this energy inside this team. It isn't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep on moving. This is how winning is done. Take a picture of me with a Kodak as we go once more into the breach, dear friends. Search for the hero inside yourself. Lights will guide you home. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And what's more, you'll be a legend, my son. Thank you. Roused?
How much of that was your own work?
Oh, I couldn't cope when it started, when it was, picture this with a Kodak. Well, that was your motivational speech. If you're in a workplace now, let me know if you feel roused. And let me know if it was worth stopping work for. Is that really what Bear Grylls does? Just cuts and pastes loads of song lyrics?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, this weekend, it's BBC Radio 1 Extra in Mallorca. Who better than Tim Westwood to tell us about it?
Is this a pre-record?
No.
Oh, it's live, sorry.
We're on.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell with him. It's just so seamless, you just don't know what's happening.
Do you want some echo, love?
Yeah, that's why it didn't sound natural. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
You can call me love. Can I plank you again?
No, you planked me the other day.
Sure, what? That plank got mad numbers. Nearly like 12,000 views.
Westwood just laid across me.
Oh, that was a very comfortable plank.
What's going on in Mallorca, please?
Oh, yo, One Extra is there. We are blasting off real crazy. It all starts from 7 o'clock this Saturday at Man, Chipmunk and Lethal Bizzle. 4,000 people at Mallorca Rocks, the big hotel. And we are doing it with Trevor Nelson, Target, Jam and myself, Westwood. It's going to be crazy. And then in the evening, we all go up to BCM to rip that party down as well. 5 hours of big club bangers from BCM. That's from midnight. So,
that
yeah, big weekend.
One of my finest DJ moments at BCM. I loved it.
Oh, man, your finest moments are all over the place.
So, it's all weekend on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Exactly.
And if you're in Mallorca, if you're in Magaluf this weekend...
Yes, yes.
You might want to go along, right?
Yes, I think you definitely want to be there. Go get your ticket the day before.
Okay, cool. Now, we're going to do Westwood's Travel Clinic now.
Why wouldn't you?
Because when you came in a couple of weeks ago...
Well, I've given you tips over the... Because this summer season stuff that you're doing now is relative... You know, you're relatively new, a couple of years deep in the game.
Yeah, that's it. So
yes, exactly. So I've always given you tips like, you know, you go to Kvos quite regular. The hotel they put us in there, the beds are made of...
Rocks.
Rock.
Yeah.
It is more comfortable to sleep on a rock. So I recommended the tip that you request for blankets. They say, why do you want blankets? It's so hot at night. So no, you need blankets. And can you have some more blankets? And then can we have some more blankets again? And then you lay those blankets down on the bed and you sleep on top of the blankets, adding an element of comfort.
A bit of extra luxury.
And did that not work for you?
Yeah, I follow that tip every time now.
Exactly.
Every time I go to Kvos, I'm there. And I'm like,
exactly.
Westwood told me to order extra blankets, not to sleep on, it's too hot. Underneath.
Exactly, you sleep on the blankets, not under the blankets.
Now, on the back of the really good advice you were giving us, the travel advice the other week stuff like the motorbikes,
yes,
and the
insurance. Do not jump on a buggy, one of those go-kart buggies. Do not jump on a quad bike. Do not rent a scooter. Do not do that. And if you have done that in the past and had an incident, text into Scott. What's the number up here?
81199.
And, you know, share your incidents. Do not do that to yourself because quite often your insurance does not cover that. Because if you jump on a quad bike or a buggy, you need to take extreme sport insurance.
That's
and
the kind
you're
of advice
not,
we need.
Classes that. So do not do that. And so many people have terrible accidents. And then also the insurance they give you does often not cover the cost of the damage to the bike. And what happens in those situations, they often hold onto your passport and then you have to phone home and get them to wire money. Every week, 18 to 30s and 20s and all those holiday companies are organising money to be sent for damage done to those bikes. And that is, you know, that's not where you go on holiday. You don't want your mum to have to send over 2,000 euros to pay for this damaged bike. And there's other badder stories to tell you about those things.
Okay.
So if you had a bad incident, let us know about you know, if you've been on a buggy or a quad bike and had a bad incident, let us know. There's no reason to do that. And especially if you're driving to the club on a quad and you're going to jump on the quad bike on your way home, you know, you might hurt somebody, you might hurt yourself. It's no good.
All right. That's the kind of advice we're after because Westwood knows
and
this
game. And
if
they do hold your passport, go to the embassy because that's illegal. You're not allowed to hold somebody's passport.
You've been playing these resorts for years, Westwood. And
exactly. I go in heavy.
That's the knowledge that we need.
Exactly.
So we've got
that's
some
why
people.
I put you up on that game because I said they need you, Scott, and
thank
they do.
You. I
smashing
appreciate
it
that.
Down there.
Appreciate it.
You now go to places I don't go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, right, so we have got Emily on the phone, the first caller on Westwood's Travel Clinic, because he knows. Emily, hi.
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 You right?
Yes, thanks, are you?
Are you in Zante this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, the club he is playing, it will be a zoovie in there. When I say a zoovie, it's going to be like a zoo because it's going to be wild, but it's always going to be like a movie because it's going to be something epic. So we call that a zoovie.
Right, Emily, you're 18.
Hand over the Oscars. Yeah. Scott Mills is here.
And this is what, one of your first holidays away without your parents?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what they say? Whatever happens in Zante, stays in Zante.
What's your question for Westwood?
I just wondered where the best beach is to go in Zante is.
The only beach I know is at the bottom of the strip. You just keep walking, you'll come to the beach. And it's quite grey and muddy. And I heard there are nice beaches, but I have never been up in time to go to a beach. I only go to clubs. I apologise. But quite often people don't go to the beaches no more. Like, what happens? People to sleep all day, party all night. And if you need to go out to catch some rays, sit around the pool.
All right. Thanks for that.
I've also heard they've got turtles there, so mind if you go swimming with the turtles.
All right, so come and see me on Saturday night and then just go to...
Club Pulse is a movie up in there, run by a big fat guy called Dino.
Yeah, I'm good. I've not met him before. No. And then just go to this beach at the end of the strip. All right, Emily?
Right, thank you.
Glad we could be of help. All right, next one. This is Joe Westwood. How am I going to hide my tattoo on my waist from my parents when I go on holiday with them in a couple of weeks?
Oh, man. Now, you should never get a tat when you're on holiday. The tat's there. The ink game is the worst ever. And sometimes, you'll have swear words put on your back without knowing. So don't do that to yourself ever. And you'll have to just keep covered up, girl. Simple as that. Okay, just keep covered.
So you're suggesting no tattoos in the resorts?
Oh, never, ever, ever, ever get a tat. Oh, never, never in a resort. No, their ink game is weak.
Okay. Kirsty's been on. She's 7.
Hi, Kirsty. How you doing, baby?
Who is the best character to have breakfast with at Euro Disney this year?
Well, I've woken up with a few Disney characters in my time, and Pluto was nice for breakfast, but Donald Duck with a bit of plum sauce was delicious.
Right. Hope that helps, Kirsty.
Oh, duck and plum sauce, my favourite. A bit of Donald in the morning.
Charlotte's been on from the Wirral.
With eggs.
My fiancé's going to Mallorca on his stag do this weekend. Should I be worried?
Oh, absolutely not. Why would you, girl? Because whatever... Where's he going?
He's going to... Well, Mallorca, I guess it's Magaluf.
Whatever happens in Magaluf stays in Magaluf, so he'll never tell you.
So therefore, don't be worried.
Nothing to worry about. But if you do find out, be very afraid.
Danny from Milton Keynes. Where does Westwood recommend out of Malia, Zante or Kavos?
Now, to be quite honest, because my boss didn't give me many days off this time, I had to choose. He only let me take 5 days off.
Really?
Devastating. So I had to choose. I chose Malia.
Why?
Because I went everywhere last year. I went to all those resorts last year and I had the craziest time in Malia. But that's not taking... I heard Zante is... packed and on fire, and Magaluf, while we're there this weekend, is going to be amazing. I love Magaluf. So all of those resorts, no matter where you've booked, you will have the time of your life, especially now, peak season. It's going to be so crazy out there. You'll have all the fun. Even places like, I heard, like Napa are busy. Everywhere is busy, so you're going to have a good time. So don't worry about where you've booked. But my personal preference is Malia, because I think that's where the heat is turned up the most, like if you can imagine being in a cooker.
One more on Westwood's Travel Clinic. I think this is going well. Betty's been on, saying she's going to Mallorca Rocks Hotel.
Yes.
Where you're going to be at the weekend. Do they exchange traveller's cheques at the hotel?
Yes, they do, and it's an unfavourable exchange rate, so I'd think you'd be better to get euros in advance, personally speaking. And, you know, you do need quite a bit of money for these trips. You know, speaking to the reps, they reckon maybe as much as 100 euros a day, which is a hell of a lot of money if you think about it. You can do it cheap. There are bars there, and I think girls can do it even cheaper because, you know, guys will buy them fish bowls or whatever. But, like, yo, you do need some money, so do take some money.
Okay, well, that... I think that went well. That was Westwood's first travel clinic on Radio 1. He knows the resorts. He knows the do's and don'ts. And that's why we've got him in every day this week.
And well, last bit of advice is when you pack, don't forget your common sense.
Why are you pointing at Becky then, please?
He was so proud he'd done a joke at the end.
That wasn't a joke, actually, love. That was a serious bit of travel. That was a serious travel tip, love. All right?
Will you come back
don't
tomorrow?
Don't forget
and do
your common
some
sense, all right, love?
More for us tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, more common sense tomorrow.
Thanks, love. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You know what? This is really, really weird now.
What's weird?
Got another one of these voicemails.
Oh, what, from Elton?
No.
If you missed this earlier, Elton John left a message on Chris's answer phone.
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon. Bye.
impressive, but we don't know where that came from. Like, how's he got your number? You've probably met him before and got drunk and can't remember it. So who is, what's he saying now?
No, it's not Elton. Is it, have a listen.
Hi, Chris. It's Cheryl. I'll speak to you soon anyway. See you soon. Bye.
Cheryl Cole?
Yeah. This can't be real.
Seriously.
Is this you?
No.
No, it's Cheryl Cole.
Is it you?
No.
What do you mean, is it us? It's Cheryl... Oh, do you mean it's, if it's us doing it? No, absolutely not. How do you know her, then?
I don't know...
When did you meet Cheryl Cole?
I definitely haven't met Cheryl Cole.
I thought you snogged one of the sugar babes, not one of Girls Aloud.
It's clearly her, though, listen.
Hi, Chris. It's Cheryl. I'll speak to you soon anyway. See you soon. Bye.
He didn't snog one of the sugar babes. He made that up.
Where are they getting my number?
I don't know. Maybe Elton gave Cheryl the number. I mean, do they know each other? I'm not aware. But no one's seen Cheryl Cole for weeks. She's gone underground.
Unknown number, though. I can't call her back. Again, frustrating.
Cheryl, if you're listening, love, give us a call back and give us your number so that we can get back in contact with you.
Hi, Chris. It's Cheryl. I'll speak to you soon anyway. See you soon.
Podcast. That was Moonlight by Dot.jr, and it's on our BBC introducing list. If you are making music at the moment, then get online to bbc.co.uk/introducing, upload your tracks. Can I help?
No.
What is occurring?
No, just put a weird thought in my head.
Okay.
People are sitting at home making music whilst listening to us. I don't like it.
No, I'm not keen on that. In fact,
especially when they text in and tell us.
Do you know what? Well, and then they upload it. That's worse. One of my friends told me once that he was making music during our show, and I just didn't feel comfortable at all.
Concentrate on the task in hand.
Exactly. You all right, Chris?
I'm all right, but I've got another one.
Another
message. So it's one of you two, blatantly.
Oh, who is it now? Play it.
Have a listen.
Chris, it's Bono. look, sorry, this needs to be quick. Can you call me back?
Bono.
It's getting beyond a joke now.
Right.
Either I'm getting wound up by A-list celebrities.
What, you think that we might be asking people like...
It's got to be... Listen, it's...
Elton John.
They do what we wanted.
Well, you think, think that if we ask Elton John or Cheryl Cole or Bono to ring you up and just wind you up by leaving you a message, that they would actually do it?
But I don't know how you're doing it, because my phone's ringing when you're talking on air, but it's one of you two's... You've got some kind of... scheme going on here, because...
Chris, it's Bono. Look, sorry, this needs to be quick. Can you call me back?
Hi, Chris. It's Cheryl. I'll speak to you soon anyway. See you soon. Bye.
This is Elton John. Am I?
It's hard to know, really, what to say, but it's not us.
It's blatantly one of you two. It has to be. Is that all right? It's a very weird coincidence. But if it really is Cheryl Cole, can you ring again?
Yeah, all of those people, call us back, because you didn't seem to leave your number.
She's going to speak to you anyway. Anyway.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see, Chris. Okay, when do I get to play Innuendo Bingo? Is it next?
Yeah.
Okay, is it just me, or am I playing against somebody?
Well, you're playing against me, but I'm deciding the rules.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means that I can spit at you. No, I mean, I will spit into the bin and you will spit up into the air on yourself.
Okay, well, I just want to play. I've never played before, so let's do that next. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Okay, let's do this.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
So today, I get to play Innuendo Bingo. So what I'm going to do is come around to the other side now with Becky and play some clips, put the water in my mouth. I can't wait for this.
This is pretty historic, really, having Scott involved.
Okay, so am I allowed to wear any of that sheeting?
No, we've run out of the sheeting.
Okay, so I just sit here.
Mm-hmm. In your shorts and T-shirt.
Yeah. And then we are obviously facing each other.
Yeah.
There's a big bin just here so we can spit the water in there. I'm very excited by this. Okay, so I don't even know what the clips are, of course. So, do you know them, Chris?
I do know them, yes. Okay. Yes, I'm going to introduce them for you.
All right, cool. All right, then. Well, let's put the water in our mouths and let's go for it, Becky. All right?
Right, big gulp.
Oh, I'm scared.
Keep away from the microphone.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You've got a face that's got... Yep, lovely. Mm-hmm. Right, you ready for the first one? Oh, he's dribbling. Do we go?
No. Wait. Oh, it's really weird when I'm looking at you. I have to look you straight in the eye.
It's can't look at him. He's got a funny face.
Okay, thanks.
Right, right, are we ready? First one coming from Eddie Stobart on Channel...
Ah, you... Cow!
I just remembered last week's Eddie Stobart one.
Oh, I'm wet through already.
The last week's Eddie Stobart one was brilliant.
Oh, I've got to meet my dad later.
Come listen on. Back on the podcast if you missed it.
Okay,
big
Eddie
goal.
Stobart. Okay, we're over that now.
Eddie Stobart, let's go.
That's not fun anymore. That's not fun anymore. Okay, go. Mm-hmm, go.
Next week on Eddie Stobart Trucks and Trailers, a chilled driver takes on a delicious load.
It's just going to be a big creamy mess in the back.
I love the trucking ones.
Big creamy mess in the back.
Oh, right, okay. That's bad. That's bad.
Okay, next.
This is quite a duel.
You do get wet in this, don't you?
Stop moving away from me.
Okay, right, what's next?
Remember, you meant to aim for the bin. Ready, big gulps. Next up, Newsnight.
Well, look, they may try and get around the rules, but right now Rupert Murdoch can go in the back passage.
You meant to aim for the bin.
But don't spin it directly in my face. There's a bin there.
Well, look. They may try and get around the rules, but right now Rupert Murdoch can go in the back passage,
really,
no one knows about it.
I've really not doing well out of this. Okay.
Okay. Where's the next one from?
Next one coming courtesy of BBC Somerset.
Mm. Oh, this is going to be good.
Go.
Ready?
BBC Somerset.
Thank you to Simon there with your news. Lady Gardens is on the way. Two lovely ladies talking about garden design.
Ah!
You are both so vicious.
That's in my eye. Right. Oh, it looks like I've done a big
wee. You shouldn't have worn beige shorts for it.
Looks like I've done a big wee.
It doesn't all.
Okay. How many more?
Oh, there's a couple more. Right. Let's keep going. Okay. Ready for the next one.
Right, could you just be less vicious?
Good goal. Yep. Traffic cops.
Blow harder, blow harder, blow harder. You're going to have to blow a lot harder.
To be fair, Scott's still got it in his mouth.
Blow harder, blow harder, blow harder. You're going to have to blow a lot harder.
No? Well done, Mills.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks for that. I've got soaked again. All right.
Oh, this next one's good. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Dinner date. Next.
That's a big knob, Brian.
That was your favourite one so far.
That's a big knob, Brian.
Well, are we done?
Have we got one more?
Oh.
You ready?
My fringe has gone curly. Hang on, let's get more water in.
What?
Oh, you too.
Okay.
Snot came out then.
Lovely.
Okay.
Ready, mate?
Go.
Next one comes courtesy of Radio 2 and Joe Wiley.
So you insist that you've got the correct spelling of Wiley?
I insist that it's correct on my side of the Atlantic.
I get Willy.
Willy.
All the time.
Oh,
I get Willy all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Oh, man. Right,
I think you should play more often.
I definitely came off worse there. but I still really enjoyed it.
Oh.
But look, I've got a big old wet patch now. Brilliant. And that was Innuendo Bingo the Jewel. First time.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Phone keeps ringing.
Hmm?
So it's one of you two, obviously, because I've had two more.
I've been sat in here the whole time.
So have I.
This is what I don't get, because the phone's ringing as well whilst you're both here.
Well, there
I
we
don't
are
know
then.
How you're doing it.
How is it us then? These are the voicemail messages you've been getting today.
Hey, do you want to hear a couple more?
Yes, please.
Go on, Em.
Hey, Chris. Hey, man. It's Paul McCartney here. Listen, I was in the studio next door to you, and you are attractive. You know, you are. Don't get me wrong. You are attractive.
Was he just?
All the best. Have a good show, and don't be too deflated.
What does that mean?
Was he just in here?
I don't know. I've not. Did you? I haven't seen him. Have you?
Well, no, he hasn't been here. No.
We said he was in the studio next to you.
Well, he's not. I can look at Westwood's there.
Right, this is not us.
He's
right?
Definitely not on Westwood.
I don't know Paul McCartney. I do not.
I've only met him once.
It's one of you two. I've got another voicemail. Do you want to hear that?
You met Paul McCartney?
Yeah, when I worked on Edith.
Oh.
Hi, Chris. This is Lily Allen. Hopefully, we can meet up soon.
Whoa. Now, I have met Lily Allen, but she likes a prank now and again. I'm thinking what's happened here, right? This is the only thing I can think of, is that all these A-listers must be at some kind of party, and it's like a group prank. So you've got Elton John there, Paul McCartney's there, Cheryl's there, Lily Allen, Bono there. It's a good party, that. That's right. A lineup, isn't it?
Right. Or it's like some weird celebrity street team where they all have to call and text at a certain time to a certain number, saying how amazing the person is.
They're all going for me, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's the only explanation that I can think of.
Yep.
I don't get it.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.